Please stand as you are able and face the back of the sanctuary. There's one piece of the worship service that's not there. I'm going to point at you and you say, Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Let's sing our gathering hymn. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as our. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is a reading from the book of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every people, anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem, that they put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 118. We will read it responsively. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His steadfast love endures forever.
Let Israel say,
his steadfast love endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my might.
He has become my salvation.
There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live
and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me severely,
but he did not give me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness,
that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me
and have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected
has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord.
O Lord, we beseech you, give us success.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God,
and he has given us light.
Bind the festal procession with branches
up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you.
You are my God, I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
The second reading is a reading from the first book of Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ, but each in its own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and every power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shall we go? You are the word to be true. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciple returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Peter goes to the tomb, looks in, observes the linen wrappings neatly folded and placed to the side. He sees, but comes to no conclusion and goes home. The other disciple goes to the tomb, looks in, perceives the linen wrappings, and after waiting for Peter, goes in. For a second time, we are told that he sees and now believes. There we have the range of response to the day, those who simply observe all the fuss of the day, but come to no earth-shaking conclusions, and those who come this day having been here before, see the events of the day and trust that Jesus is alive. But this is just the setup for the real story. Peter and the other disciples simply set the stage for a divine comedy, a tragedy turned into comedy by the awesome and surprising power of God. God interrupts the dying burial procession with resurrection. The story begins with Mary Magdalene, who stands weeping outside the tomb. Through her tears, she can only observe the events around her, two angels who ask her questions, an empty tomb that suggests a stolen body and possible trouble for the disciples, and one who looks, through her tears, to be the gardener. Mary does not even enter the tomb. She sees the stone rolled away and assumes the worst. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she tells the disciples, "and we do not know where they have laid him." She's overcome with confusion. She cannot begin to discover what has happened. How many of us have been there? Overcome with confusion, maybe even our own tears. My father died of pneumonia in December 2020. In January, I journaled the weeks of his dying. Each week, I would inevitably start crying at my kitchen table. It was cathartic and good, but I was also in a complete daze. I can easily say that I barely remember anything from the first 3 months after his death. But later, we read, Mary bends over and looks into the tomb. She sees two angels sitting where the body has been laying. Mary again explains, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." She turns around and sees who she assumes to be the gardener. She explains herself again, and then he speaks. The man addresses her by name, Mary, and she recognizes him, "Teacher." How powerful it is to be addressed by our name. I think of Thursday evening when many of us gathered here around the baptismal font, and I spoke the name of each person being baptized, similar to what I will do this morning in the confirmation service. A favorite theologian said that baptism is incredibly personal, but it is never private. In a way, the same could be true about Mary's encounter with the risen Lord. It is so personal, but the experience eventually extends beyond the garden. It's not private. Although Mary cannot hold on to Jesus, through the tears she comes to see in a new way. She is no longer just an observer. Now she perceives resurrection and new life. She joyfully proclaims her new perception to the disciples. "I have seen the Lord." Each of our discoveries takes different shapes. We are all witnesses to the resurrection, but the witnesses are different. Like Mary's discovery, it's sometimes we are least expecting it. In the voice of someone we expect to be the gardener, in a place as simple as a classroom or a coffee shop, in the words of forgiveness spoken every week in this place, in conversations with good friends, when a friend calls us by name and we know that we are truly seen. We cannot always see Jesus on our own. It takes time, just as it took time for Mary. We do not want to fall asleep and miss the resurrection, miss seeing new life, but we do not go out and find Jesus and invite him in either. We do not roll away the stone. This may be the biggest barrier to Easter, to receiving the gift of God's love and forgiveness, that we do absolutely nothing to earn them, but only hear our name and then receive. God reached into the tomb and into history, lifting Jesus up to new life. God does the same thing for each of us. God, through the Holy Spirit, enters our lives, sometimes shouting and pointing, "There he is! See, there is new life. See, there is hope." We rejoice in recognition. Teacher, Savior, Lord. And out of recognition comes a commission. Jesus tells Mary, "But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." She goes. She is the first evangelist, the first apostle to proclaim the good news. Jesus has conquered death and is ascending to the Father. Mary announces to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." The discovery is complete. Mary did not just see Jesus, she knows Jesus and proclaims his resurrection. And you know the rest of the story. Jesus does indeed ascend to the Father. Then he sends the Holy Spirit to accompany you when you despair and are stuck on Good Friday, when the sting of death seems to go on and on and on and on. Like Mary, we have all shed our tears. Our perception is often impaired by the tragedies of our lives or the absorption of tragedies we hear about around the world. But the promise is that the risen Jesus speaks your name and brings you through the tears to perceive and believe that he is alive, that death has been conquered. Through the speaking of our name may be personal, the result is not. Your name was spoken in baptism, and you became part of the body of Christ, the community of faith. In this community, gifts are given, discerned, and employed for the sake of the community's ministry, the witness of the gospel. In Holy Communion today, gifts are given for you. This is my body. This is my blood for you. In Holy Communion, we can hold Christ because he has risen and ascended into God's being, and because in this community, he comes and holds us. Today, we see the holy held in the ordinary. We too employ our physical sight. We can observe the linen wrappings of the communion table folded and lined to the side. We can observe ordinary bread broken and wine poured out. And through the deep faith that this community holds, you can perceive that it all adds up to resurrection, a new life, a new community. Through the tears, through the struggles of this life, Through the doubts and fears of our hearts, we can only observe what goes on. But as Jesus speaks your name, and as you hold on to him through the community, he brings you through the tears, from tragedy to holy comedy, from blurred and blinded sight to this proclamation: Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. The risen Christ stands in our midst. Amen. We continue with our hymn of the day, which is on that bulletin insert that you received.
Of your hymnals, not the hymn section, but the very front, to page 235. And I'll invite you to come forward. Dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these people, one with us in the body of Christ, who are making public affirmation of their baptism.
I present Marley Anderson, Ashley Gehring, Ari Harris, Alara Kress, Cambria Wunsuk, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Holy Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. Would the congregation please stand and join in the profession of faith? I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
You may be seated. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people, following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Marley?
People of God, do you promise to support these sisters and pray for them in their life in Christ?
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Where's my deacon? There she is. Okay. So who's first? Okay. So give your book to her. Yep.
Stir up in Marley the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Cambria, right? Okay. Stir up in Cambria the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Stir up in Ashland the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Stir up in Alara the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
And stir up in Ari the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Let us rejoice with these sisters in Christ. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. Please stand as you are able for the confession of faith. So together, again, let us confess our faith, this time in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We acknowledge the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Kindle new life in your church. Encourage all who seek creative ways to share the good news of Christ's resurrection. Bless mission developers and new ministries, that their work plant seeds that flourish. God of grace, hear our prayer. Nourish new life in all of creation. Shower forests and grasslands, deserts and mountains with life-giving rains. Grant us delight in your glory and shows forth in all that grows this season. God of grace, empower new life among the nations. As you raise Jesus from the dead, bring new hope for peace and reconciliation in places of war and strife. Raise up leaders who are steadfast in their commitment to justice and transformation. God of grace, bring new hope among all who are in need, especially neighbors without homes or food, and those whose housing or food supply is at risk. Bring healing to all who are fearful, ill or grieving, especially those we name before you silently or aloud. God of grace, awaken new life in this place. Open our hearts to ways you are calling us to be at world and our community. Give us courage to boldly share your love for all people beyond our walls. God of grace, trusting in the promises of the resurrection, we remember with thanksgiving our beloved dead. Sustain us with a living hope until we are reunited with them and all the saints at the heavenly banquet. God of grace, we commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us, in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is Easter Sunday. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Susanna Edwards, Troy Kendall, Brooklyn Woodworth. Happy anniversary this week to Todd and Terry Kendall. Alder flowers are given to the glory in celebration of Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Flowers for Easter Sunday. Are there any other announcements?
Okay, so I saw the kids ready to run.
Oh, so we will have a children's sermon.
We will have a children's sermon. Come on up. Jesus in a grave. Now, have you ever been to the cemetery? Yeah, sometimes we go there. And people are buried under the ground. But where Jesus lived when he was on earth with us was like a cave. Caves are cool, but they're kind of scary. Have you ever been to, anybody here been to Bear Trap Cave? Come on, well, good job. I was going to say, you parents have failed if you haven't taken your kids to Bear Trap Cave. Come on. Look for bears in the back. So, they put Jesus' body in this grave, in this cave, and they had special cloths that they laid, and then they put, all the soldiers put this big stone over it so that he couldn't get out, because he had said he would come back to life. So they put this big stone over there. So everybody show me your guns. Show me your guns. I used to have guns, they're gone now, I'm a whole lady. Show me your guns, Lord. Come on. No, no, all right. No one's got guns, even I don't. So anyway, I don't think I could have rolled the stone away. Who thinks they could have? Hux, you think you could have? No. In fact, who did we hear in the lessons today? Who rolled the stone away?
Angels.
The angels were in there, right, Charlie? The angels were in the tomb, and when the disciples and Mary came to look. To pay respects, basically, they didn't expect the tomb to be open. The angels and Jesus had rolled that stone away, and Jesus' body was no longer there. And he died on that cross so that when we die, we may have that eternal life that we got in our baptism, and we can go to be with Jesus all together. That'll be cool, huh? So, remember, that's why we're here. It's not because of the Easter bunny. It's not because of the Easter eggs. No, it's not. He's like, yeah, not a blood. Maybe it's not. Okay? All right. See you, my little monkeys. I'm so happy to have you all with me.
The offering will be collected at this time.
I just want to say, make an announcement. I made an announcement on Thursday for those of you who are here for the baptisms that I just really wanted to encourage people to, since we had so many kids, to think about Luther Heights Bible Camp. And Patty told me afterwards that this congregation still does give camperships. So everybody, half off for your fee for camp is paid for by this congregation, which is wonderful. It's been wonderful to be with you these days. You are part of a synod that is 80 congregations between Jackson, Wyoming, and Leavenworth, Washington. But it's been just a privilege to be with you and know that you, as you are in this transition phase between pastors, you are in the prayers of the synod staff, but many across the synod. So, thanks.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered into feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Our duty and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. All are welcome, for Jesus invites us. Please be seated.
The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you.
body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Patty, the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. God bless you and keep you this day and always. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. 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 God bless you this day and always. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. 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 God bless you and keep you this day and always. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Wish you a blessing? Okay. God bless you this day and always. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Marla, the body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ. Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Yep. The body of Christ given for you. 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 Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. God bless you and keep you this day and always. Amen. This way. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. God bless you and keep you this day and always. Amen. The body of Christ. body of Christ is given for you. The 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 body of Christ is given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Okay, you go sit down. Body of Christ given for you. Please stand as you are able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Thanks be to you forever. thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Bishop selfie. Wave. Yay. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Happy Easter.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, wonderful. Man, oh, that's not a very good pencil, though. Is this for kids' church? Oh. Oh, okay. Which one do we go to?
The St. Anthony's Catholic Church.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah, yep. Well, good. Happy Easter. Yeah. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Yeah. So fun to be here. I leave this afternoon.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
And drive to where?
Nampa, near Boise. Oh, yep. Okay. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Easter.
Thank you for coming. Oh, this has been so wonderful.
It's been great to be here. Yeah. Yep. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Yeah. Oh, thank you. You can tell me, are you staying for the reception? Okay, then you can tell me more about it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, happy Easter. Yeah, you're welcome. Happy Easter.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's fine. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Yeah. Happy Easter. 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 Thanks. Yeah. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Oh, so fun. Yeah, it was really fun. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Oh, it was wonderful to be here. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. No one will see you again.
Yep.
Thanks for the candle.
Yeah. I did a big thing on Thursday night. Oh, yeah. I brought all